God.
Amen. We are thankful to be in the house of the Lord again tonight. Thank God for this this good week He's blessed us with thus far, and the good services we've been able to be a part of and have with you, and we are thankful for it tonight. Thank God for the good preaching we heard last night, and that's helped our heart all day. I'm glad to know that everything is all right. And it's not going to be all right, but I'm glad that it is all right. And we're thankful for the good word of God that's just helped our heart this week. And thankful, like we said, for this good privilege and this good opportunity to be with you once again tonight. But if you have your Bibles tonight and want to turn with us to the book of Matthew, chapter number 27, Matthew chapter number 27, maybe read to you several verses. And if the Lord will help us tonight, and use us tonight, we'll mind Him. And if not tonight, we'll take our seat. But that's a good thing about the word of the Lord. I'm glad that it's still right. It doesn't need me. Surely I'm thankful for the word of God tonight. But in Matthew 27, and we'll start reading in verse number 33. After you found your place, you will, and you're able tonight, stand for just a moment and honor the reading of the reference of the word of the Lord. Now, we think about this scripture, and every time we begin to think about it, read from it, boy, it stirs our heart and it stirs our soul just to realize the price that was paid for you and the price that was paid for me. And for no other reason and no other fact that I can find is all because that He loved us tonight. And I'm thankful for that love tonight. But in Matthew 27 and verse number 33, and the Bible said, and when they were came into the place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of the skull, they gave Him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when He had tasted thereof, He would not drink. And they crucified Him and parted His garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They parted My garments among them, upon My vesture did they cast lots." And sitting down, they watched Him there, and set up over His head His accusation, which accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with Him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled Him, wagging their heads and saying, thou destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priest, mocking Him with the scribes and the elders, said, "He saved others, Himself He cannot save. If He be the King of Israel, let Him now come down from the cross, and we will believe Him. He trusted in God, let Him deliver Him now, if He will have Him. For He said, I am the Son of God." The thieves also, which were crucified with Him, cast the same in His teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was a darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, "My God, My God, why hast Thou forsaken Me?" Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave Him to drink. The rest said, let us see where Elias will come and save Him." Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And you can be seated. Thank you for standing tonight and honoring the reading of the reference of the word of the Lord. But like we said, as we begin to think about this scripture today and begin to pray about the service tonight, and I'm glad tonight for this old story that never gets old. And we're thankful tonight. I begin to think here in the word of the Lord, very familiar scripture that we've read to you. But I thought about in verse number 33, He said, "And when they came to the place," and you know what, tonight I'm glad we think about as the Lord Jesus said over in the book of John. And I've often thought when He said in the book of John, He said, "Behold, I go to prepare a place for you." And I've often wondered and often thought, I believe this was the place that He was talking about. And I'm glad that He's going to prepare us a place in heaven. But if it wasn't for this place called Calvary, and if it wasn't for a place where He was bled and died and crucified for you and I, there'd be no chance or no opportunity tonight for me and you to be able to go to heaven. But we think about it, the Bible said, and when they came unto the place called Golgotha, that is to say the place of the skull, there that they crucified him. And we begin to think today, oh, what a scene and what a sight that begin to go through our mind as we begin to read upon the Word of God. And we think about it very often, the price that was paid for me. And I realize that salvation did not cost me anything, and it did not cost you anything tonight. But oh, what a price that was paid so you and I could be saved by the good grace of God. We think about the Lord Jesus. He's just came out of the garden, and everybody has forsaken him, and everybody has left him. And the Bible, way before we started reading, began to tell how that they smote upon him, and they spit on him. They began to pluck the beard from his face. And oh, all that he suffered tonight. And we read in the scripture where he opened not his mouth, and he never said a word tonight. All because that he loved you, and all because tonight that he loved me. But we think about hearing the word of the Lord. The Bible said in verse number 35, and there that they crucified him. And you know what? We think that we maybe got it figured out, and we picture it in our mind as maybe just a stripe or two laid upon his back. But I believe tonight the Bible teaches us in the word of God that he was beaten tonight beyond recognition. And they plucked the very beard from his face tonight and smote upon him with their hands and placed a crown of thorns upon his head. And oh, how the blood began to run down out of his brow. And you know what we think about even over in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the load of my sin and your sin and the stress that was upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that he prayed until his sweat became as great drops of blood, because a man that never knew no sin was getting ready to become sin, all because of sinners such as you and me tonight. Aren't you glad tonight that there's somebody that loves you that much? We use that word awful lightly in this day, that we love one another, but I'm glad that the Lord Jesus, he demonstrates to us in the Word of God exactly what it means to love. I'm not talking about people that was worthy of it. I'm not talking about deserving love tonight. I'm not talking about as a parent loves their children, or you know what, there's a greater love than that. I'm not talking about how that you and I would love a neighbor or love a stranger tonight, but I'm talking about a love that God had for you, that Christ had for me tonight, to give his life and to shed his life's blood for those that smote upon him, and those that spit upon him, and those that plucked the beard from his face, that he shed every drop of blood that he had, all because that he loved them, and he loved you, and he loved me tonight. But we think about how that leading up to this, all that he had suffered, I begin to think tonight about how they took him down to Pilate's hall. The Bible said how that they laughed and mocked and made fun of him. And you know what? They placed the old purple robe upon him, and they planted the crown of thorns and placed upon his head. And we find in the scripture that he opened not his mouth. And you know, I thought today as old Pilate, he said, "Are you the King of the Jews?" He asked the Lord Jesus a question. He said, "Who are you really tonight? Are you a King of the Jews?" But you know what? The Lord Jesus replied. He said, "Do you know this yourself, or did others tell it to you of me?" And I wonder tonight if we know him ourselves. I wonder if he's a God to you, not because of what the preacher says, or not because of what mom and daddy says, but I wonder if he's a God to you tonight, if he's a Lord to you because you know him tonight in the free pardon of sin. I wonder if there's ever been a time in a place where you've seen the Lord Jesus crucified, and you've seen yourself held deserving and unworthy tonight of his mercy and his grace and his love, all because that he loved us tonight. You know, I've read from the beginning to the end, and everything in between. I can't find any other reason. I just accept because he loved. Oh, hell deserving sinners tonight, such as you and such as me. But can you imagine tonight all that he suffered as the Roman soldiers begin to beat upon his back and to lay the stripes upon his back tonight? And you know what? The blood run down from his back upon the ground. But still yet tonight he opened not his mouth. Not because I deserved it and you deserved it. But the Bible said, "Why we were yet sinners, that Christ died for the ungodly." The undeserving tonight, such as you and such as me. But can you imagine tonight, the Bible said he went forth into the place of the skull, that he was bearing his own cross. And can you imagine how he said over in the book of John, he said, I have power to lay it down. He said, no man's going to take my life from me. He said, I have power tonight to lay it down. And he said, freely I'm going to lay it down. But as he carried his own cross, I went forth to the place and laid the cross down. And you know what? I've often thought many times that there's been movies and things tried to make to try to describe all that would happen and all that taking place. But I believe that he done just exactly what that he said he would. I believe he stretched out his hands and his feet. And the Bible said that he opened not his mouth, but they took the nails and they drove them through his hands and through his feet tonight. And all the pain and the agony that was going through him and piercing his body tonight, but still yet he opened not his mouth tonight. He didn't have to, but I came. I believe tonight with all of my heart that he came just because that he loved us tonight. The greatest love story that we could ever find is between Christ tonight and the sinner tonight. Christ and the church. Christ and the redeemed. Those that's been washed and those that's been sanctified tonight and been made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, what a price that was paid. And I know that salvation is free. And a lot of times we think because it's free that there really wasn't anything paid for. But oh, don't let us never forget the price that was paid for you and for me tonight. And can you imagine as they nailed our Lord upon that cross? And you know what? The best we could tell and read into down through the years that they had the old cross laying over next to a hole in the ground, and they had the ropes around the cross so some could pull and some could push tonight. And I can imagine with every kick that they get the old cross closer to the hole tonight, and it fell in the hole tonight, and surely all of my sins and all of your sins, that one that never knew no sin became sin, and was crucified all because of you and because of me tonight. But we think about the greatest thing, and I know tonight I don't mean to take anything from anybody. There's many men and women that's gave their life for our freedom and for our country tonight. But you know what? After they gave their life, there's nothing else that they could do. But we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we think about all that was accomplished and all that he did. Just for the pure fact of love tonight. You know what? These men and women on the battlefield, and you know what? I've known some and talked to, and you can say, why are you going to fight? And they'll say, I'm going for my children so they'll be able to have some freedom, or I'm going for my grandchildren or for my loved ones. But Christ came just for old hell-bound dirty sinners that didn't deserve any freedom, that didn't deserve the love of God tonight. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and me tonight. Thank God for that. And we think as the Lord Jesus is hanging up on the cross, and the Bible said between the sixth and the ninth hour, there was a great darkness over the face of the earth. Do you know what I believe happened at that very moment of time? That knew no sin became sin. And his Father God tonight was so righteous and so holy for his Son to become sin that he had to turn his back on him, and he had to turn away and couldn't look upon him tonight. All because that never knew no sin became sin. For you and me tonight, that he took our sins. I don't know about you. A lot of folks say that, well, he's forgave me of my sins that I done before they got saved. But I believe the Word of God teaches there's only one payment that can be made for sin, and that's his blood tonight that was shed on an old rugged cross. I can't pay for my sins, and you can't pay for your sins. We're incapable of that tonight. But I believe when the Lord saved me that he forgave me of all of my sins. The Bible said they're cast as far as the east is to the west and never be remembered against us again. And oh, what a love story that it is. That God knew exactly what he was getting when he got me and when he got you. He knew about all your faults and all your failures tonight. He knew when you get discouraged along the way. He knew every time that I'd stand to preach and get discouraged from time to time. And you know what? Be like old Jeremiah. I'm not going to mention anymore. Not going to say anything. He knew all the times that I'd fail him and let him down. But he saved me in spite of all that tonight. There's not a one of us in here tonight that's in a relationship that if you ever knew your spouse was going to cheat on you, you'd never say I do. But God knew me, and he knew you tonight, and he knew all of our faults and our sins and our failures. And I'm glad for the sweet Holy Ghost that came to me one night and invited me and wooed my heart and flirted with me tonight, though I deserved to die and go to hell. But I'm glad that he came to the place where I was at and saved me and wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And all of my sins tonight are gone. If there wouldn't, I wouldn't have a chance. But all of my sins, the scripture teaches tonight that, you know what, he saved us. He sealed us up tonight. That he's put in can't get out. There ain't enough devils in hell to take it out. Now there's a lot of these tonight. You know what, I've been accused of stuff a few times. I say, well, you can live any old way you want to. That's not what old Paul said would happen. He said, God forbid, how can we that are dead to sin continue any longer therein? I know I've not reached perfection, but there's a God that set his abode up in my heart. He won't let me do that. He saved me and brought me out. There's been a change of nature, a new creature tonight, all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, that's a great love story tonight. But you know what? I'm glad that it's not over yet. The Bible said that there was a great darkness from the sixth to the ninth hour, and the Lord cried out in verse number 46, and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And you know what? If we could look in the mirror tonight, that's the very reason that God forsook his son. I was for you and for me tonight. But I'm glad the story doesn't end there. Boy, if that was the last verse that we read, we wouldn't have anything to hold on to. But you know what? I'm glad the Bible went on to say, here in the word of the Lord, in verse number 50, that he yielded up the ghost. And I'm glad that the story didn't end there. But he went on to say in number 51, that veil that one time separated God from man tonight. And you know what? The Bible said that it was ripped, that it was torn in two, from the top to the bottom, throughout. It was demolished, if you'd have it, all because of grace tonight. It's by the grace of God that we're saved. It's by the grace of God we're sitting in a church tonight. And God has saved us and wrote our name, not because we deserved it, but it's by his grace tonight. But I'm glad, as we thought about today, the veil being rent, being torn in two. And you know what happened? I'm glad that still wasn't the end of the story. How can I remind you that he said over in the book of John, he said, no man can take it from me. He said, I lay it down myself. And he said, I have power to lay it down. But he didn't stop there. And he said, I have power to raise it up again. And you know what I thought as we read today? That early in the morning, the Bible said the angel of the Lord caused a great earthquake to come. Now leading up to this, they told him, they said, I want you to put a seal against that tomb and make sure, he said, make it as sure tonight as you can. But I'm glad tonight man has always tried to fight against God, and they've always fought a losing battle. But some word tonight, about sunrise, the Bible said there was a great earthquake. And you know what, I can imagine as we read that today, that angel of the Lord rolled the stone away. And the Bible said that, I believe that he sat upon that stone. And you know what? It described his appearance. It described him tonight as being, as what I could think of today, being somebody that was tickled to death. That angel tonight, I believe he was as happy as he could be. Had to roll that stone away. And it wasn't to let the Lord out tonight, but it was to let them, Mary and Martha and Peter, and all those in, that they, so they could see that he is 100% God and 100% man, that he'd done just what he said he would. And you know what? He took that blood that he shed on Calvary, every drop that he had, bread, and he took it right in the presence of God, and he placed it upon that mercy seat. You know what? All those sins that been rolled away or rolled back for a year from the beginning until the end, boy, they were needing a sacrifice, and all of my sins and your sins from now to the end of time, boy, they were needing a sacrifice. But the Lord Jesus took every drop of that blood, that precious blood tonight, that suffering blood tonight, that he took every drop of it, and he placed it upon the mercy seat of God. And I read in the scripture, with that satisfied God, there'd be never another sacrifice ever have to be made for sin. Do you realize, if you and I know it myself, that if I had to make sacrifices like they did in the law, I'd have to buy out the stockyards. I'd have to go around and get every goat and every ram and every sheep that I could find. And boy, it'd still never be enough. But oh, there was a Lamb of God that John saw. I come one day when he was baptizing. And you know what? That's the good thing about the Lord. When you see him, you'll recognize him tonight. Because John was over there baptizing. And the Bible said that he looked up and he seen the Lord Jesus coming. And he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away tonight the sin of the world." I wonder if you've ever seen him for yourself. I wonder if you've ever beheld him tonight. I wonder if you know what it's like to be saved by the good grace of God tonight. To have that peace and have that joy and to have that feeling, as the brother preached last night, that in spite of your battles and struggles, there's that never ending peace and joy letting you know that everything's all right. Reason a lot of people, they're tossed to and fro, they're in and out and they're up and down, is because they ain't never got it settled. It's because tonight they're hanging on to something, because they're a broken vessel tonight. But I'm glad that I know who the potter is. Glad that I know him tonight. Don't know, but you know what? There's more people getting out than they are getting in this day. It sure seems like it. Do you realize that this pandemic that's coming along, and you know what, tonight, I believe there's some people tonight that's not been to church that'll probably never be back. Did not the scripture say, did not the Lord Jesus tell them? He said, "You let the wheat and the tares grow together," and he said, "I'll do the separating." That's right. I believe God's done a little separating during this time. And you know, I know what it's like to be through battles and struggles. And some, I can remember a time, probably about 9 years ago, and it was about this time of year, one of the greatest battles and struggles that I'd ever been through. And you know what? Tonight it seemed like the devil had me wound up, had me backed in the corner. And I never will forget, Brother Joel, it was on a Wednesday, and I'd done made up my mind that I was going to tell them down at the church that I was done. I done had all the words put together. You know what? I was going to give up on everything. Church, home, family, and everything else. And you know what? I stood to my feet that night, and I never will forget. I seemed like the Holy Ghost of God hit me, and I couldn't do nothing but rejoice and to thank him tonight for his goodness toward me and all that he'd done for me. And I'm glad that's him tonight. I'm not able to do this within myself. So I know what it's like to be in a Jeremiah's place. I know what it's like to say I'm not going to preach or mention his name anymore. But I'm glad for his word tonight. His word has got power tonight. And you know where Jeremiah said his word was at? He said his word was in my heart. And he said, you know what, tonight? He said, "I was weary with forbearing and could not stay." He said, "It was like a burning fire. I shut up in my bones tonight." I'm glad if I could quit. If I had to keep myself, I'd never be able to keep myself to the door. And if I could quit, my flesh is one to quit. But all the price that was paid for you and me tonight. God didn't send his son to get us halfway home and then unloose us and say, "Just do what you will." Oh, Paul said, "I'm not my own. I've been bought tonight with a price." I'm glad I'm not my own tonight. I'm glad I've been bought. The price has been paid for me tonight. He told the disciples in one place, he said, "Don't rejoice because the demons are subject unto you." He said, "Brother, rejoice because your name is written in heaven tonight." You say, "Preacher, boy, we don't have, you know what, tonight, we a lot of times we gauge our Christianity on the fine things that we have in this world. We rejoice and count them, maybe what we drive or where we live or what kind of job that we've got or how much money that we've got tonight. But oh, whatever happened to just loving God? You know what, tonight, for no other reason, just because he's God, and besides him there is none else. We're too busy in this day making deals and say, God, if you'll do this, I'll be more faithful to church. God, if you, whatever happened to the days that we loved him just because he is God, just because that he saved us and brought us out, just because tonight, you know what, tonight, whatever happened to those days? Oh, Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind tonight. You know what gets me and you to thinking like that? It's when we get away from God and we forget the price that was paid for you and for me tonight. We get a little bit too big-headed and a little bit, like we say, too big for our britches tonight. And we forget all where God brought us from. We forget where we should be and where we could be tonight. Oh, but the grace and the mercy of God came to where I was at. Came to where you was at if you were saved and delivered you. But you know what? The Lord Jesus tonight, the Bible said after there was two men on the road to Emmaus, or two on the road to Emmaus. You know what? They were sad. The news media in the world wants you to be sad tonight because they think it's all over with. And you know what? As I told you the other night, God's still going to be God. Doesn't matter how this election turns out. Doesn't matter how it goes tonight. It's not caught him by surprise. So there's a lot of people tonight. There's a lot of Christians tonight. They're sad and they think it's the end tonight. You know what I say? As they were on the road tonight, they ran into the Lord. Ain't that just like the Lord tonight to come up when you think there ain't no hope and there ain't no help tonight? And you know what? That tells me that the Word of God is my help. Old David said, I'll lift up my eyes and look into the hills from which come my help. My help cometh from the Lord tonight, which made heaven and earth. You know what the Bible said? That the Lord began to open the Scriptures and begin to teach to them, begin to talk to them, begin to remind them that they are still a God in heaven. Well, that's the reason the devil fights so hard against the Word of God in our homes and in our lives tonight, because he knows that's where our help comes from. The Bible said that he revealed himself unto them and vanished out of their sight. And they said, did our hearts not burn within us while he opened to us the Scriptures tonight? Boy, the Word of God tonight, that's the only thing that helped me. It's the only thing that'll help you tonight is the Word of God. By faith tonight. By faith. Abraham believed God by faith tonight. I believe, and Logan may have said it last night, he believed against hope tonight. And when it seemed like all hope was gone, all hope was lost, he still believed. He still believed. I believe God will bless us tonight for still a believing, still a hanging on, still a holding on to tonight. I'm glad for the greatest love story that's ever been told. But you know what? I'm thankful for our veterans tonight and thankful for those ones that lost their lives on the battlefield. Thankful for that tonight from the depths of my heart. But all the Lord Jesus Christ done for people that was unworthy and undeserving tonight. Done it for no reason tonight. No reason. But you know what? The sad part about it is a lot of times most Christians acted like they've been drafted into this thing. We get in that shape. We're getting a little away from God tonight. We need to get back to the Word and get back to our repentance tonight. Remember what's important tonight. Don't make no deals with God. Just love him because he's God. I wonder how many of you men tonight or how many ladies tonight that we put up tell your wife, you'll have me supper to fix tomorrow night, I'll love you a little more. Or how many ladies tonight would say, if you'll do this, I'll love you a little more. Boy, I believe love tonight ends no bounds tonight. We're trying to love him and making deals with him tonight. Just love him tonight because he's God. And besides him, There it is, none else tonight. I do appreciate being in the house of the Lord and this good privilege, this good opportunity. The Lord's helped us this week and helped our heart, and we appreciate the good fellowship, and like we said, this opportunity to be with you in the house of the Lord once again tonight.